And then it was hard times, and college educations, followed by the marriages of our five children, and then the births of grandchildren. And now, almost 50 years later, we are ready to turn our attention back to the honeymoon we never got to take. In turning our attention back to that honeymoon, we also turned our attention back to each other and the attraction that overwhelmed us across a crowded room so many years ago. Marty and I have been on a two-for-the-road marriage adventure that has seen its share of good times and bad times. But we are now ready to celebrate our 46 years of marriage, ready to rekindle the passionate love we once had for each other. Our choice of where to go was easy. The good life we are now living is the result of a solo trip I took to Italy. 7 years ago, I volunteered to pick olives for Tuscan farmers with the hope of finding the answer to a question that had long perplexed me. Why are Italians and Italy so beloved? Working alongside these passionate people, I discovered what I believe is the answer to my question, and I wrote of my conviction in the best-selling book, An Italian Journey, A Harvest of Revelations in the Olive Groves of Tuscany. What I learned greatly impacted my life, in ways that influence me more with every passing year. I know I am not alone in my love and admiration of Italy and Italians. Thousands of followers turn each day to An Italian Journey's Facebook page, and hundreds of people take the time to leave comments about their passion for Italy or their desire to travel to that ancient, storied land. Many even go so far as to share their dream of someday living in Italy. Having discovered what I feel is the reason Italy and Italians are so beloved, it now seems right to turn my attention to an exploration of the impact that this appreciation for the Italian way of life has had on how I live my life. As St. Augustine noted, we are greatly influenced by travel. An Italian love story, Surprise and Joy on the Amalfi Coast, is the story of the Italy and the Italians we've gotten to know, and how we, as well as our marriage, have been changed by Il Bel Paese, the beautiful country, as Dante called it. You will also find, woven into this tale, the story of that honeymoon we waited almost 50 years to take. Chapter 1. Wisconsin, Winter. Eating our way to Italy at 20 miles an hour. You don't have to be rich to travel well. Eugene Fodor. A great marriage is not when the perfect couple comes together. It is when an imperfect couple learns to enjoy their differences. Dave Murr. Why did I live so much of my life not knowing what a glorious time awaited me if only I would cross an ocean by boat? I've always been adventurous. What prevented me from realizing that I should do whatever necessary to experience the delight of being humbled each daybreak as the sky changes from the deep black of a lightless night through all the colors of the spectrum as the sun appears to slowly rise out of the expanse of the ocean? Surely, in my almost 7 decades on this earth, I should have read a book or crossed the path of someone who might have stressed how perfectly civilized it is, and how much it would do for my marriage, to relax for 2 weeks at sea, eat divine food all day, dance the night away, make love with playful abandon, then sleep as long as I want, and arrive in Europe refreshed and ready for the wonders of Italy. I have known from a very young age the glories of traveling slowly on land. I've written books that tout the benefits of wandering about America and Italy by bicycle, of the advantages that accrue to the person who throws off the isolating armor of an automobile's steel and glass to open himself to the lives of the people encountered each day. But somehow, it had never occurred to me that in this era of relatively inexpensive airline travel, people are still crossing the ocean at the speed of a bicycle, loving it, and doing it at what seems to me a reasonable cost. Before this journey, I knew so little about big ships that I didn't even realize they move at about the same speed I pedal my bicycle on my daily rides. 20 miles an hour doesn't get you very far when compared to the 70 miles an hour of a car, or the 400 miles an hour of a jetliner.